Unelected judges and left-wing progressives seek to eliminate your freedoms. The Alliance Defending Freedom fights for you in our nation's courtrooms. Kevin McCullough fights for those freedoms on the air every single day. It's the Freedom Defense Update, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
We are actively trying to defend your freedoms all month long here at Kevin McCullough Radio. It is Defending Freedom Month, and we've been telling you just a few partners here in the New York area can make a huge difference as we seek to not only defend your freedoms, but preserve them for your children and grandchildren. 800-569-1559. If you've not yet given a $100 gift and become a partner with the Alliance Defending Freedom, I need you to do that right now. In fact, if I could have five of you do that today, that'd be incredible. 800-569-1559. Or you can go to am970theanswer.com. That's the, of course, flagship station I'm on in New York City. am970theanswer.com. Click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner at the top of the page. Denise Harley is back with me. She is the legal counsel with Alliance Defending Freedom, where she is a member of their Center for Life. And Denise, the courts this in the last couple of days just had a massive ruling, and it came out of the most probably inauspicious court that anybody could have imagined, the Ninth Circuit, which is regularly overturned at the Supreme Court level. But talk to us about the Planned Parenthood being stripped of federal funds in the decision on Title X.
That's right. It's great news. And thanks for having me back. The background is that the Trump administration issued a rule that would ensure that Title X family planning funds, so taxpayer dollars, would not be able to go to any entity that's either promoting abortion, encouraging abortion, or referring for abortion. Now, these funds are already prevented from being used towards actual abortion itself, but it's also saying, you know, a Planned Parenthood center that's not doing abortions can't, for example, take the funds and then send pregnant women to one of their abortion clinics.
Well, and let's make this clear as to why that's important, because within the accounting of Planned Parenthood, there is no firewall between funds that come in for their general fund and what they do end up using for abortion-related procedures. So we have no idea if they're commingling that those funds or not, and that's why this kind of extra layer of legal protection from the HHS is really important.
Exactly. And what the rule says is that everything must be physically and financially separate if those entities still want to get the Title X funds, which, of course, Planned Parenthood doesn't want, because money is fungible and they don't want to be restricted from having to use it, you know, from using it towards their core mission, which is abortion.
Right.
So when this rule was published back in February, Planned Parenthood and other pro-abortion groups sued in several jurisdictions around the country. And the first one to actually get to the appeal stage was this one that we're talking about. And the lower courts very much sided with the pro-abortion arguments. And the Ninth Circuit unanimously said this rule is almost certainly constitutional, and the public would be irreparably harmed if the rule isn't allowed to go into effect. So in other words, right now, these pro-abortion groups are going to be cut off from about $60 million in federal funding per year because of their promotion.
Title X purposes, right. And I think that is so important. Now, ADF obviously has an interest in this, but Denise, explain to my listeners who we're asking to become partners with ADF why it's important that ADF have a role in cases like this one.
Yes, we did file a brief on this issue, and it's because what we're standing for is the fact that no one should be forced to pay for abortion. Abortion is not health care, and Americans who have conscientious objections to abortion should not see their hard-earned tax dollars going towards that cause. And so we're happy to fight for that. We fight for that in many different ways, and this is one of those rules we are very proud to defend, to say health care for women does not include killing unborn babies.
Yeah.
And
go ahead.
I was just saying, this rule won't reduce funding by a dime. It will simply say that all the funding needs to go something that's actually helping women.
Well, and that's the thing, and as you mentioned, and as I brought up earlier, they've gained greatly by being able to funge the specifics about where things go, and even if you think about it, friend, as you're listening, if we're giving money to an organization that is operating this way, so if they get money from us as taxpayers, then that's money they don't have to use to pay for their electric bill or their facility rent or anything else. And so in essence, it's freeing up money to be used for the abortion procedures, whether it actually is applied or not. And Americans are people of conscience, and we shouldn't be forced to be associated with something that violates that conscience and tells us that we're doing something wrong. And so this just simply protects that. And the ADF was there fighting to make it happen. Friends, become their partner. I need five of you to become a partner right now. $100 gift, 800-569-1559, 800-569-1559, or online at am970theanswer.com. Denise Harley, thank you so much.
Thanks, Kevin. You're awesome.
Kevin McCullough Radio, 800-569-1559.